somebody that listens to me, but not Big Fatty, I don't quite understand, because his shows are, I think, more entertaining than mine, because he actually has segments and he has content, right? Well, for the most part. Whereas I just ramble for 10 minutes. Like, there is no segments, no whatever. I just ramble.
And there's something to be said, you know, for something that is predictable and something that isn't, right? It's like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just like, today we're going to talk about, what did I talk about for the whole time? Mayonnaise.
Look.
Today we're going to talk about mayonnaise.
Perfect
for
example.
10 minutes.
Perfect example.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't quite understand Big Fatty segments and content.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3967 of the BFO for Wednesday the 19th of April 2023. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day and maybe an Ask Big Fatty question. Big Fatty!
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Buenos dias, Big Fatty.
Good morning!
Hi there, boys and girls and mothers and dads. This is Captain Kangaroo, inviting you to come along with me right now as I open the doors to the treasure house.
Hello, Humpas, Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're, Wednesday is going well, y'all. You're humpers because it's hump day. Yes, Big Fatty, we figured that. Anyway, y'all, I want to say a special thanks to my Northeast Straight Jay, Dan, for wishing me a good morning. And y'all, that was a new voice you had never heard before. Y'all, it was the former lurker, the lurker that de-lurked during Lurker Week a couple of weeks ago. Y'all, that's Brendan from over there in the Ock. Big Fatty, how very formal he was. It's true. And y'all, then that Mexican voice you heard, y'all, that came from the Enormous Boys. I think it was KC, but I may be incorrect. Big Fatty, you're oftentimes incorrect. Y'all, and just a reminder, Big Fatty would really like to have lots more good morning, Big Fatty greetings to choose from each week. So y'all, all you gotta do is record it on your cellular telephonic device and e-letter it to Big Fatty. Big Fatty, that sounds just lovely.
So when the treasure house keys started to jingle, they're saying to you, come in and play. For Mr. Moose and Mr. Green Jeans too, and jolly old Captain Kangaroo are asking you to stay in the treasure house today.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it.
The Big Fatty Online Technology segment brought to you by Dubious Intent. Check them out. DubiousIntent.com.
Now, y'all, you know, on yesterday's little show, I was telling you about a story they did on the 60 Minutes. And, y'all, right after I finished recording, Dr. Stone out there in the San Diego, he sent me something about the AI, and he says, it says, artificial intelligence has you in its sights. Here's something fun. Look at what AI has to say about you. I also asked for a summary about Vera Speaks for Real. It never heard of Live It Up. Womp, womp. And y'all, let's just see what it says here about the old gal. Y'all, it says, can you give me a short description about the defunct podcast? The defunct podcast, Vera Speaks for Real. And AI says, yes, I can provide a brief description of the podcast, Vera Speaks for Real. Vera Speaks for Real was a now defunct podcast that was hosted by a woman named Vera, who would share her personal stories and perspectives on a variety of topics. The podcast covered a range of subjects, including the current events, relationships, spirituality. Yes, Big Betty. Oh, yes, that old defunct Vera, she was into the spirits and more. Vera was known for her frank and honest style of speaking and her willingness to share her own experiences and insights with her audience. The podcast was popular among fans who appreciated Vera's candor and down-to-earth approach to discuss the issues that matter to her. While the podcast is no longer producing new episodes, it remains available for streaming on various podcast platforms. Big Fanny! And y'all then, Dr. Stone did something similar. He says, can you give me a short description of the podcast Big Fatty Online, found at BigFattyOnline.com? And y'all, AI said, yes. Oh, excuse me. I guess AI said, yes, I can help with that. The Big Fatty Online podcast is a comedy podcast hosted by, quote, Big Fatty, end quote, a larger-than-life personality who shares his thoughts and observations on a variety of topics, often with a humorous and irreverent twist. The show features a mix of segments, including updates on Big Fatty's life, listener feedback, and news items that catch his attention. The podcast has a strong following and has been running since 2007, making it one of the longest-running comedy podcasts on the internet. Overall, it's a fun and lighthearted podcast that is sure to bring a smile to your face. Big Fatty, you have already bamboozled artificial intelligence. Y'all, I thought those were kind of pretty good recaps of the old gal who knows, maybe other little shows will ask the artificial intelligence about their little shows. Big Fatty, you know Arch is gonna do it.
Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty, we love Fatty the Pooh. It's true. Y'all, let's see. since the time I spoke to you yesterday, I had some of my ham salad that I made for my supper. Put some chow chow in on top of it. And y'all, it's just real good. Real good. And, then I watched the news, and the Antiques Roadshow, and y'all, it's good episode, and y'all, I had forgotten to take my wake up pills on Monday, so I took them, and then I had to stay up a little bit later so I could take the, you know, let the wake-up pills kind of get into my system, and then take the go-to-bed pills. So when the Antiques Roadshow was over, I watched the Jeopardy because I had to record it because I was running late on something. Oh, y'all, we recorded the LFC. That's what I was running late on, and it came out a standard train wreck as always. And then I slept like a baby, y'all. It went down into the mid 40s. On Monday night, and y'all, so I had the windows open and the electric camisole dialed up. Y'all, it was lovely. Just love it. And woke up. What time did I wake up? I woke up about 5:30 a.m. and just rolled over and slept till about 20 minutes to 7. Got up, read the paper, did the Sudoku, all the puzzles, had my coffee, had the last of my French cream horns for my brufkas, and then I was off on the morning nipple walk. The nip did not go. His foot was giving him some issues, so listened to little shows, And y'all, I did Fat Acres and the Big Circle, came back and got my, I just got back, getting ready to sit down to watch The Price is Right, and the telephone rang. Y'all, it was Olive. He had fallen, and he couldn't get up, and he was at the CVS, and he fell in the parking lot, was not injured. But he just couldn't get up, so these folks helped him up and got him back in his car. And he asked if I could come and pick him up, and if the nip could come and drive his car back to Shady Pines. And the nip was the nip, and I went and picked up Olive, and we locked up his car, and I said, we'll pick it up on the way over to have supper at Shady Pines on Tuesday, and so we did, and that was the plan. I took him back to Shady Pines, came back here, had a little more ham salad, and watched the showcases on The Price is Right, and then I had to hurry up and get a share because Hortensia was due today. And recorded a little bit of the little show prior to her arrival time, and told the nip, I'm going to go to the Sam's Club. Once Hortensia gets here, well, y'all, she never showed. And y'all, I don't know, I assume nothing is wrong, but I think she just gets confused because she always comes the third Tuesday of the month. But I think when she doesn't see a two, I think she just writes it down wrong. Yes, Big Fatty. And I sent her a note, but I hadn't heard back from her, but anyway, y'all, we went to the Sam's Club, and y'all, I picked up a few things for the big beach trip. Also, they had some specials that if you use the scan and go, you know, Guru Nudie in Tampa is a recent member of the Sam's Club, and the scan and go is fabulous, y'all. And sometimes they'll give you even a bigger discount if you use the scan and go. So anyway, decided we're going to have cubed steak with rice and gravy. And I'll have some mashed cauliflower to put gravy on as well. And Brussels sprouts. Oh, Big Betty, everybody will be tooting up. It's true. And then, So, they had the cubes today. Big packages of the cubes. I hadn't seen that before at Sam's Club, so I was happy to see that. And, then, y'all, here I am, back at the Bella. And I'm, recording the new show. And, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty!
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the future. Y'all, it's from my number one straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, and he says, Dear Big Fatty, let me start by saying this. There is one very confused man in Germany named Bjorn. My original question was sent to Bjorn, not Big. Big Fatty, poor Bjorn. Anywho, I was out on my bike the other day listening to the BFO, and I got a bit worried at what I was hearing. Now, I don't want to start any kind of panic here amongst BFO listeners, but I have to ask, am I still on the BFO Happy Birthday announcement list? Jeremiah? I mean, at this point, I may even be considered a lurker. Hugs and kisses, your international straight boyfriend. Well, first of all, Straight Bob, thank you so much for the question. Always an excellent question. Always lovely to hear from you. And I believe that your celebration of exiting the birth canal is in August as well, on the 14th. There it is. There it is on the mark in calendar. So you're all good. Jeremiah. Jeremiah is lost in space, not lost in space, missing in action. Yes, yes, Big Fatty, lost in space, missing in action. So, Straight Bob, fear not, Big Fatty is available to give you your special birthday present. Yeah, I guess y'all, a little financial tip. Flo, you know, that's the Nip sister. Flo sent me a little testimonium because she knows I have the Apple Snack credit card. And the Apple is offering a savings account, and they're paying 4.15% interest annual, and it's compounded daily and paid monthly. And so y'all, Big Fatty opened an account. It's just better than just sitting in the checking account. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. You know, I told you that my 32-year-old gentleman caller here in town sent me a message on my way to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. And so I wrote him back and said, oh, I'm so sorry, I missed you on Thursday. I hope there's a rain check. And I got a testimonium Tuesday morning, saying, of course. I'm thinking, when? So, Big Fatty, you're a whore. Guaranteed. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the mix. And old Crooked Hack, just out of curiosity, after hearing what AI had to say about the little show, what do you have to say about it?
I don't quite understand. Big Fatty, segments and content.
Oh, well, AI understood. I wonder what AI would say about the geeky gay little show.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331. Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.